This is Linda Hamilton.
This is Boyd Banks.
Hello, this is Heather Langenkamp.
And this is Lance Henriksen.
Hey, this is Danny Cooksey.
Hi, this is Ken Foree.
Now you're tuning in.
And you're listening.
You do it, I'll do it. We'll all be there. Meet you there.
40 ounces of horror.
Let me tell you something.
Don't fall asleep.
Peace.
You're listening to 40 Ounces of Horror with your hosts, Chad and James.
It, like, just hit.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't know.
Everything.
Hey. It's 40 Ounce of Horror.
Hey.
My name is Chad, and with me, as always, is James
yes.
Herbert Dunn.
Herbert?
Yeah.
Yeah, cat's dead details later.
Hey, welcome back.
Yeah. Welcome back. Welcome. So, that was only $20. The arm extension that you have now.
Oh, the,
in the studio.
Mic stand, yeah. It's 20.
But that's like an official mic stand. It's more than a mic stand.
We are getting more and more legit as we go. Too bad we only do this every couple years.
I don't know.
It's becoming increasingly more and more difficult for us to find.
I feel like the older we become, the more.
Well, you had to go and get yourself a weekend job again.
Weekend job. I mean, it is essentially one or two. No, we're not getting into that. What we're talking about is this mic stand here. Talking about this awesome mic
Although
stand.
Although I enjoy reaping the benefits of your working at a brewery.
It is nice.
It's
more enabling than anything else.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
I like to come to the bar, sit at the bar.
Yeah. It's nice. You brought your sisters the
other
day?
I didn't bring them. They stalked me and showed up.
But hey, it was nice.
Yeah.
It was nice, though. Hanging out, talking, shooting the shit. Because I haven't seen them in forever.
Yeah.
I think it was last Brand Rue I saw them.
Which is coming up.
Is it?
When Grace is it coming Day, up? Man. That's a month.
Wait, what's today? Is it May already?
May 1st today, I believe.
I have no fucking concept of time.
Nope. I'm sorry. April 30th.
April 30th.
Tomorrow's
May. Why are there so many days in April?
There could be one more.
Is there?
No.
Was that a question?
I don't know. I honestly don't know.
Oh.
I never really got the hang of the whole 30, 31 days in months.
Wait, so you don't know if there's 31 days in April?
I'm pretty sure tomorrow's May 1st.
Well, now you have to check your phone. I bet you chug that beer that there's only 30. You chug that beer there's only 30.
I told you there's only 30.
You said you just didn't know.
I said I didn't know, but I'm not taking a bet.
I bet you that whole beer.
Only 30. Tomorrow's May 1st.
Oh, you got to chug that beer. You got to chug that beer.
I'm not going to chug the beer. So what's been going on?
Too much. So actually, I want to let people know Creepshow Studios is done.
Yeah. James Dunn.
It is done. It's official.
it's becoming
something else. I feel like Creepshow was.
It's just a brand change. It's
right.
A remarketing, rebranding.
Right. I feel like Creepshow was something that happened in school. It was something that started in Pennsylvania, but I feel like I've grown differently as an artist, and like I want to go in different ways and like do collaborations with other people. So I don't know. You leave one band and you start another. That's essentially what it is, pretty much.
Yeah, but it's only you just changed the name of the band and just picked up a different instrument.
Can I just be like Trent Reznor?
Yeah, I suppose.
Okay, that's what I want to do. But yeah, Creepshow Studios is it's going to become something different. Well, you know what? You'll just have to fucking listen to the next episode, and then I'll tell you then.
If you have it by the next episode.
It'll be done by next episode.
You working on it?
Yeah. I think it's done officially.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What, you're not ready to unveil it?
I'll tell you the name of it.
Is it 40 Ounce of Horror Studios?
No, it's not. It is not.
40 Ounce of Horror Presents?
No. You have one more guess, but if you're wrong, you have to chug that beer.
Oh, Jesus Christ, dude. I'm going to drink the beer. Don't worry about it. There's more beers in the fridge. Going to go with your Neon Nightmare?
Mm. Well, like Neon Nightmare is like more of like an aesthetic, like a
it's
look,
one
I guess.
Of your series?
Yeah.
If you don't want to tell people, yeah,
Midnight Drive. That's what it's called.
Midnight Drive. That's
funny. It. Yeah,
you know, because that's where you live.
I know, because that's the street I live on. Is Midnight. You know, I feel like that's too much information to give out. I feel
information. Well,
I've always thought that
it was awesome that you lived on Midnight Drive.
Yeah,
but
I don't want to say Midnight Drive Studios, Midnight Drive Effects, anything. I just want to be Midnight Drive.
No, I dig it.
So it can be, a collaboration of many other things as well.
Yeah.
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 So yeah, that's a big scoop.
So there you heard it here first.
Yeah, the firstest.
Well, yeah, there could be a lot that goes into that, and we could discuss it a lot more.
Yeah,
but we won't.
You keep adjusting your very nice mic stand. I feel like you're rubbing it in my face.
I drilled some holes in the table today.
It's like I'm somebody who doesn't have shoelaces, and Chad keeps retying his shoes in front of me.
No, I had to drill some holes in the workbench here to run some cables.
It looks legit.
Yeah, too bad.
It looks legit. The mic stand that plays nicely with the holes.
Too bad nobody sees it because I can't get the damn video to work.
Yeah, well, that's a horse of another color.
The wrestling video podcast was a bust.
It was not a bust.
We recorded it. It was a great show.
Yeah.
Went back and listened to it on YouTube, and there was a very bad audio loop in it, so you couldn't understand anything we were saying.
Oh, that sucks.
So I was wondering why we only had one watcher. I don't know who that one viewer was. Oh. What they were listening to.
Maybe he just, like, he quit after that. He was like, that was the greatest episode.
No, I still got to figure. There's some kind of loop I couldn't figure out. It's got to be a setting, but I'll work on that a little bit more. Yeah, my mouth isn't working yet.
That's fine.
We got to do this more often. Like, it's killing me.
Yeah, you're good. You're living. You got a beer in hand. You're, you know, looking good. You're looking full of health. You know.
Yes, I'm the picture of health.
Yeah, you are. Mm-hmm. Chug that beer. Chug that beer.
No, I just, you know, got all this equipment. Probably should use it.
I know. Oh. I mean, I only got that, you know, weekend job, you say, so. There you go.
What do we want to talk about? What we watched and stuff? We've been watching.
So, I haven't.
We do what to talk about movies.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
I haven't finished Bates Motel.
Oh, you have not?
How far
away are you?
An episode or two from where it's fucking over.
I had to keep reminding myself that they were going in a different direction because I still felt like it was leading up to the movie. But then I was like, well, they kind of played out the movie.
Don't tell me.
In a different way.
Yeah.
Well, you know that so far.
Yeah.
It's just.
I liked when they brought Marion Crane in, and it wasn't her that got killed. It was the guy.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. Oh, whatever. I'm drunk.
Maybe people are waiting until it's over to.
Yeah. Well, if they listen to this up, they know what they're getting into with this podcast. So
do they? You know. I don't know if they do.
You don't think so? why don't you chug that beer and find out?
Dude, I'm working on it. What else has been going on? We haven't recorded it. Stop laughing at me.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
Been a while.
We had movies. We've had Horror Hound.
Actually, you know what? Have you been watching the new Mystery Science Theater on Netflix?
Oh, absolutely.
It is fucking hilarious.
Fantastic. Yeah.
I can't think of the guy's name right now. Who's the main guy who does it?
Jonah Ray.
Yeah. Holy shit. He's picked up that flag and ran with it.
Yeah, he's really good at it.
So good.
I've been kind of listening. He's on. He's one of Chris Hardwick's buddies. He's on the Nerdist podcast.
I've seen him on At Midnight a couple episodes also.
Yeah, yeah, I guess there was an episode of At Midnight with him and the two robot voices.
Really?
Were on there one night. Yeah, it was recent. I haven't caught it.
Well, now I have to go back and rewatch that.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like with some of those episodes, it's like there's so many jokes that keep happening.
Yeah, it's just like it took a few episodes for them to find their timing because at the beginning it was a very fast pace.
Yeah, but it's almost like Rodney Dangerfield with his comedy. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was joke after joke, and you're laughing so hard.
Yeah, and then
he's still giving you material.
They kind of slow down later in the series, but I feel like during they were just riffing off, like it was a total riff off during the opening credits. Since there's like nothing going on, they're just going. And it was kind of annoying a little bit, but it was funny still. I don't know. The pacing was a little off, but it got better.
I like how we're old men discussing the pacing of Mystery Science Theater. It got better.
Who else is going to be the pacing of Mystery Science Theater?
When is the next Riff Tracks? Do you know?
I just went to the one 2 or 3 weeks ago, so it's probably
not
going to be.
You went by yourself, though, didn't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You did.
I was out of town. I went up to in Schererville, Indiana.
Schererville, Indiana?
Schererville.
So what was the theater like?
It wasn't a bad theater. It was an AMC. So,
yeah. Was it full? Was there a lot of people there for it? Or?
No, it's about the same as always. Yeah.
So it was like you and seven people?
You definitely know when you're walking through the hallways the people that are going into that theater.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So a lot of kilts.
No. A lot of glasses.
A lot of glasses?
And beards. Wait.
Well, that doesn't narrow anything down. Uh-huh. People need to see. And some people are lazy and need to see, so they grow beards.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means either.
What else were we going to talk about?
I don't know. What you
I mean, I got notes and stuff, but I was trying to fill time before we...
Gotcha. Well, I want to say, you know, it's good to talk to you because I haven't seen you in forever.
Dude, since I was at the bar like last weekend.
No, you're talking about like podcasts and like...
Well,
like,
we haven't recorded or anything. Between. I haven't been over here since WrestleMania.
I know. It's crazy.
Apparently.
And Payback's tonight, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
But I know you don't like to talk about wrestling, except for on that other podcast.
I don't even know who's on the card tonight. It's kind of one of those weird transitional papers.
It's going to be your boy, Baron Corbin.
Yeah.
Baron Corbin.
They're making him a top heel.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into the movies, because I know we've been wanting to discuss The Void for several weeks now. Take it away.
Holy shit. So The fucking Void is probably the best thing I've seen in a long time. When I first, I guess, read about it or saw about it on Instagram, I knew it was like an all a practical effects movie, mm-hmm. or at least like 90% practical effects, but you didn't really know the storyline or anything.
I'm not sure I still know the storyline. It was pretty crazy.
But it's awesome.
Yeah, it was really
But I
good.
Love it when they leave it open-ended like that, because I felt like, well, I'll tell you what, before I dive into my review, give me yours.
My review?
Yeah. Or what you think of The Void?
It was good.
It was good?
I had a big, well... Like you said, you described it perfectly. It's Hellraiser meets The Thing, like
the
because
thing.
It like this. It started off, you're kind of like, what the fuck, and then the creature comes in, you're like, fucking A, and then it goes into a very dark.
It goes in a place you don't think it's gonna go.
Yeah, but like, they never really explained the creature. It was just kind of a...
They didn't explain the creature. They didn't explain the doctor or, like, the photographs or the book he had. It was, like, his miniature, Necromonicon.
Yeah, there was a lot of stuff.
Because he had, like... It was, like, the villainous Indiana Jones and Temple of Doom book that his father wrote down. It was, like, his lifetime's work. You know what I mean? To get to
you
the
mean,
Grail.
That was not Temple of Doom.
No, not Temple of Doom. Last Crusade.
Yeah.
Is that it? Yeah. Yes. Sorry. Last Crusade.
Yeah, so... Yeah, I didn't really even think about that. But yeah, hopefully they make a sequel, because it was really good.
Yeah. But even at the end where, like, they left them in the void and they didn't explain it, that was very much like The Beyond.
Well, like, the whole ending very much reminded me of Hellraiser and stuff, you know, and God Wept and all that stuff.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good.
But yeah, like, the creature and monster effects were so awesome.
Oh, God.
The effects were badass.
Yeah.
And it was just creepy all around.
I fucking loved it. It was awesome. I've watched it like 4 times already. But see, you know what I loved is that they used that effect with the flashing light, even though you couldn't see everything. But it was like was just enough to give you what you wanted.
This is what happens when you have somebody that can make a movie without studio, because this was a crowdfunded movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, when you don't have people fucking with your storylines, you get good movies. And I don't know. Yeah, we've that's all we ever talk about is Hollywood studios fucking with everything. But
so
it was a crowdfunded project. I don't know how much it raised or anything, but
hopefully millions of dollars. No, but I love The Void. It was a fucking stellar film. Oh, I saw Split. Have you seen Split?
No, I haven't seen Split.
I liked Split, but there were certain parts at the end I didn't like.
Yeah,
but the cool. Don't make it ruin it.
I know it's been ruined for me, but don't ruin it for anybody else.
Okay.
I know what it turns into, but
it's a good
twist.
But it's a good movie. It's a really good movie.
I had no interest in it until it got spoiled for me, and then I was like, okay, I'll kind of watch it. But
man, I am so spoiled now with like video on demand. I am so spoiled. I can literally sit on the couch, I can get high as fuck, and I can watch all these awesome movies. It's amazing. So
if you have time for all that stuff, why am I not here recording? You act like you're so busy.
Oh, well, you gonna come over on a Tuesday or a Wednesday?
No, I gotta work.
I mean, I know you have a career, Chad. No. You have a career.
Yeah,
and I also work from home.
I've been spending a lot of time out town, so.
Yeah, well, you're gonna be in Chicago next week. Chicago.
This coming week, I'm good. I'm alternating weeks. Every other week, I spend a week up in East Chicago, which is still Indiana, but it's
you know
called
it's
Chicago.
Hammond. It's Hammond, Indiana.
Well,
that's
city
what it
is.
It's
called
Hammond, Indiana.
No, like literally, the address is East Chicago, Indiana.
I know, but
But across the street is Hammond, you're right.
But, like, you know, we're friends. It's Hammond, Indiana.
My job site's, like, right on Lake Michigan, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a bunch of.
Didn't they put a bunch more, like, tolls up there? I thought there was at least, like, two more, like, toll roads that got, like, put up there.
No, they're doing a bunch of construction on the toll road up there.
Yeah.
It's been going on forever.
Where's that horrible McDonald's at that's in the worst place ever? That's, like, literally. You never seen this?
Every time
I go to Chicago, there is this McDonald's that's in the middle of the fucking highway. Have you never seen this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Jesus Christ, is the weirdest thing. And you're going by like 80 miles an hour, and it's like a stop-off point in the middle. I can't make this up.
I cannot make this up. I guess I'm going to have to pay attention.
It's ridiculous.
Is it on 65?
I mean, I don't know. I'm kind of drunk.
It's probably on 80, 90 that goes west towards Chicago.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those tens of numbers.
No, I'm up there cleaning up some bullshit.
Some life.
Nah, they're leaking a bunch of
life
nastiness into the canal.
Yeah,
that goes into the lake.
Well, I mean, you gotta explain it. Just say it's nasty.
Yeah, it's killing fish and stuff. No,
yeah,
no, that's other places. They had a big Aaron Brockovich spill up there.
What does that mean?
Have you never seen Aaron Brockovich?
Is that the movie where like she's like, man, I'm angry? Is that it?
Julia Roberts and
she's like a lawyer though, right?
Yeah, well, she's trying to be a lawyer. She's like a law assistant or something like that. That movie was about a town that had a company or a facility had leaked a toxic chemical into the water supply, and a lot of people got cancer.
Okay, well, I get it. Okay, thank you.
That same.
No, I did not see that movie.
That same. Chemicals called hexavalent chromium or something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah,
it's leaking. They had a big spill that leaked into Lake Michigan.
I'm not laughing about that.
In the same water, right next to the water, literally like 25 feet.
Yeah,
from where I took my family to the beach last summer.
Jesus. But, so you guys are gonna have like mutant powers?
Yeah, but little known fact. Well, nobody knows. My company is one of the companies that worked on that whole Aaron Brockovich.
Really?
Yeah. Well, they.
So now do I have to watch the movie?
It's a good movie.
Yeah.
It's a really good movie. I ain't afraid to say.
Okay. I don't know. I'm just asking questions about
Harvey Dent's in it?
Yeah.
Well, I can't think of his name right now. I don't know.
Thomas Jane.
No, it's not Thomas Jane. It's the other guy that looks like Thomas Jane. Thomas Jane's the first Punisher.
You're right. He is the first. Thomas Jane was the best Punisher. I loved fucking Thomas Jane as Punisher.
Really?
Yes, I fucking love that
movie.
That's
fine, but you're saying he's the best even after seeing Daredevil?
No, I never saw Daredevil.
You never watched Daredevil with fucking Shane as
Daredevil, I haven't seen
or
that
as
yet.
Punisher?
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, dude, it's so good. He's fucking awesome as Punisher.
Really?
Daredevil.
I mean, I haven't seen it.
Daredevil's fucking awesome, dude. I can't believe you haven't.
No, everybody said Daredevil was an awesome series, and there was talk of like the Punisher having his own spinoff series because of like Daredevil, because like it went over so well.
Right, they're going to, I believe.
Right, but yeah, I haven't seen it. But yeah, I really enjoyed Thomas Jane as the Punisher. I think he's fucking awesome. But he was cool in The Mist too. But I really liked him in that.
Yeah, no, yeah. I mean, Tom Shane's awesome. I mean, he was. I liked him as the Punisher as well, but.
But no, I didn't see.
Fucking. Who's he was?
Holy shit.
What the fuck's his name?
Shane.
No, it's not his real name. It's not Shane.
Shane Berth. No.
John Bernthal?
John. That. We came together. We made it happen.
I wanted to
John
say Bernthal. Jeremy, but. Jeremy. He's a fucking awesome Punisher.
John Jeremy.
You're thinking of Ron Jeremy.
No, I'm thinking John Jeremy. That's his name.
Okay.
I really hope it shows up as John Jeremy when you're looking this up.
I'm not looking up John Jeremy.
I got to say, you look official, though, with that microphone stand.
I'm always official.
It's selling it.
I try to make things legit.
I mean, you're selling it. So you realize if you do a video podcast, it's going to be you looking official, and it's going to be me and my, like, Play-Doh microphone and, like, stand.
Don't worry. We'll get you a nice extendable arm microphone.
Thanks, Dad.
They got them on sale all the time. I almost bought one the other day, and I don't know why I didn't. I'm going to Google search John Jeremy.
Google Drunk Rick Grimes.
I don't know why I'm capitalizing the name. Like, it's got to be official.
John has to be official. John Jeremy.
John Jeremy. Oh, he's somebody.
Oh, he is. Fuck yeah, he's somebody.
Let's see.
What's the most important John Jeremy?
He has 11 credits as an editor on TV. Nothing I've ever heard of. Oh, it looks like he's maybe a saxophone player. No, that's not him.
Of course he'd be. He only has 11 credits and he's a saxophone player.
He directed some weird shit I've never heard of in the 80s, 70s, and 80s. Nope. Nobody big. No big deal. Aaron Eckhart is who we're going for here.
Oh, okay. Not John Jeremy.
Anyway, enough about Aaron Brockovich.
Yeah. I heard it was a phenomenal
movie. I watched Yoga Hosers.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Kevin Smith's movie with his daughter and Johnny Depp's daughter.
So what'd you think?
You didn't like it?
You didn't like it. You wouldn't recommend it.
No, oh, I liked
it. The only way I'm saying that because I can see her face right now.
I didn't hate it. I didn't.
But you wouldn't recommend it. I don't like it.
No, I mean.
Yeah, I know.
I know. Was very.
You're trying to be really nice.
No, I swear. Yeah, I'm just being. Why would I be like Kevin Smith is listening? No, I was very down the middle about it. It was kind of funny. It's kind of a cheesy. I wouldn't say horror. It has like Nazis in it.
So what's the storyline?
Two girls are clerks at this gas station. It all seems very familiar so far.
Yeah. Go on.
And then it turns out that these Nazi sausages start showing up that they
the
start
fuck?
Killing.
The fuck you talking about?
These like sausages that look like little Hitlers start running around the store and they're trying to kill them. And it turns out there's this old Nazi scientist that lives below the store in this old like Nazi.
Man,
hang.
You are having a fever dream right now, my friend. You have no
it
idea.
It was really
what's
fucked
on.
Up, and I'm purely
Nazi
down the middle.
Nazi sausages.
I don't hate it. I didn't think it was great. Yeah, if you feel like watching a stupid fun movie, it was all right. Yeah, I think they were sausages. She killed one by putting them in the microwave.
I mean, that would kill a sausage, right?
I mean, yeah.
That's how I kill mine.
Oh, shit. What else have we watched?
But I feel like I'm really still far behind on movies. There's a lot of stuff now that I still haven't even seen King Kong.
I know. Neither have I. I didn't see Get Out, which everybody's raving about. Yeah. And I really want to see it. I just have not had the chance to go see it yet. Hell, I mean, I had to force myself to sit down and watch The Void.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a hotel. I was like, fuck it. I'm just going to watch it. Because I'm still catching up on TV, too.
Yeah.
Because like, everything's... I just don't have the time to watch TV every night like I used to. Or I'm just too busy watching wrestling.
Yeah.
Want
to talk about wrestling a little bit?
No.
A little bit. We do have Payback tonight.
I don't even know who's on the card, man. It's a transitional pay-per-view. It's not even important. It's still got, like...
But I'm telling you what. SmackDown has the stars now. SmackDown... This is going to be SmackDown's year where they're going to push it above Raw.
I doubt that'll ever happen, but they're going to be, they've been better. Ugh. The ratings won't go swing in SmackDown's favor. It's just all there is to it.
Because we're trying to go to WrestleMania this year.
You are?
Yeah.
Yeah, good luck.
It's going to be AJ Styles versus Nakamura. Oh.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they might.
Yeah, you know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen.
That's a really, really long way away.
I know, but that buildup, because that, I feel like that Wrestle Kingdom match was what sold him. It sold both of them. It was so fucking good. I mean, it was for me anyways. I mean, there's a lot of people that always enjoyed him. Like you watched him in TNA. I didn't watch
who
him in
AJ?
TNA.
Yeah. I know. I watched him all the time. I still watch TNA.
And I don't know why you do. Why do you do that? Why do you do that?
I don't know.
Do you do that just to say that you still watch TNA?
Just so that I'm still
just
in the
so
loop.
You can be like, I finished
I'm
it all the way
quietly
through.
Quietly hoping they fail. I mean, it's a really bad show.
Didn't know. What's his name? Scott Steiner just come back?
Oh, that was at a TV taping. Hasn't been on TV yet.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's all you need to really know. Yeah, that's a thing. I'm looking through. I finished
Scott
From
Steiner,
Dusk Till Dawn season 3.
Oh, yeah?
I'm sticking with it. It's not a horrible show. Oh, you know what? One show that I did watch that was on Santa Clarita, Clarita Diet. Santa Clarita Diet.
I watched a couple. Yeah,
with Drew Barrymore, and she's like a zombie for some reason.
I watched a couple episodes.
It's a really funny show. Yeah. I love Timothy Olyphant. He's fucking awesome.
Now, see, that's my go-to. I'm the same way. Anything he's in,
I know he's awesome, right?
Yeah,
he's fucking great. I still haven't watched Justified.
I love Drew Barrymore. Yeah, I do. No, but anything that guy's in, I'm like, okay, that's my go-to.
No, it was a really it's a dark comedy, and it's really really good.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it very much.
Yeah. I only saw a couple episodes, but I mean, I laughed.
There's another show on Netflix called Crazy Head. Did you check any of that?
No.
It's like this chick. It's a British show, and they see demons, and they start hunting demons. It's kind of a comedy more than anything, but yeah, it's interesting. I thought it was pretty good. I'd watch it again.
Apparently, I need to go on Netflix and Hulu and start doing
that's
stuff.
That's really all Netflix is good for anymore is their original shit. Yeah, I mean, they're... Other than their original programming, there's not a ton of stuff there anymore. All the stuff has gone to Amazon or Hulu.
You know what I need? I need like a Chromecast or something down here so I can just like fucking just watch movies.
Buy a Fire Stick. I'll set it up for you. It's only like 30, 40 bucks.
Dude, I'm telling you what. I get high. I don't give a fuck. I come down here. I sculpt. I watch movies.
Yeah, you probably wouldn't be able to navigate through the
special. No, I would be able to navigate through it.
To the special programming I'd put on it.
Special program. Oh, for like. Well, you better put all that wrestling stuff on there too.
That's part of the package. You know. Okay, here's the thing.
Man, this
people, quote unquote, jailbreak Fire Sticks and sell
them.
Don't
they come already jailbroken though? Pretty much.
Yeah, jailbroke is not a fucking thing when it comes to Fire Stick. It's an open source product. You can do whatever you want to it.
Oh.
But people will buy a Fire Stick, put this app on there that allows you to watch whatever you want, TV and all these movies and everything.
Yeah.
And then they will sell the fucking things for like 80 bucks. I see people, friends of mine doing it on Facebook. I see it on Amazon. It's bullshit. Do not pay for a Fire Stick that is quote unquote jailbroken. Ask me. I will send you a link to the website that tells you step by step how to fucking put this app on.
Chad is getting agitated right now.
I mean, it's basically just an app that's not in the App Store.
Right.
So you have to go somewhere to download it specifically. And set it up. But it takes 10 minutes with the...
People are really selling these for that much money?
Oh, yes. It's ridiculous. 100 bucks, 80 bucks.
Well, how much is a Fire Stick?
It depends on which brand you give. Anywhere from 30 to 40.
Yeah?
Yeah. I mean, you're making a killing off this, and people are dumb enough to buy them.
That's ridiculous.
When you can just type in Kodi, K-O-D-I, on Kodi Fire Stick, and it'll give you step-by-step instructions on how to install this program.
See, you need to... Tell listeners how to break down the system right now.
Kodi is
how
not,
do you stop this?
Kodi is completely
what
legal.
What do they
it
need?
It is just a multimedia server.
Yeah.
But there are...
There is options.
There are options
there are options
to upload
out there.
Into Kodi that will allow you to, say, watch things.
Options are always a good thing.
But yeah, no. So that's my my soapbox moment.
Yeah.
I just thought of that. I don't know why.
You gotta get that out there sometimes. It's therapeutic.
No, just look
get it
for
off
it,
chest.
Man. I mean, yeah, people. It blows my mind every time I see that people selling this. Because I have like two Fire Sticks. I have like three Roku. I have all this stuff, and
yeah,
it takes Google, man. You have literally, you literally have the world at your fingertips, and people look. Okay, seriously, hold on. Is it just me, or is it super...
your straight face? You're like, dude, fucking Google, man.
No, honestly, how many times do you see people asking a question on like Facebook or something? I'm like, you're on the fucking internet. Ask the fucking Google man.
You know what? I had to actually card somebody on my weekend, my 2 day a week.
Yeah.
What would you? It was really funny how you put it. What'd you say? It was my weekend gig.
Your weekend job.
Yeah, weekend job or whatever. It wasn't really that funny. I thought it was a lot funnier than what you just said. But, you know, all car people, and they'd be like, oh God. And they'd be like 24 years old. I'm
they
like,
can't, like, reach
I'm
their
like,
fucking
motherfucker,
wallet.
You have to Google shit that I've been through. Really?
You probably
don't,
would.
Don't fucking give me that shit.
I'm going to Google James Dunn and see what comes up first.
No, man, that's a bad idea.
James Dunn, actor.
Oh,
1967. Oh, you died in 1967.
Oh. Am I a ghost?
There's another theologian.
Theology?
You big in theology? Wow, there are a lot of James Dunn. Here's your obituary.
Man, I have several obituaries. James. This is getting really fucking heavy quick.
75, died in 2015.
Jesus.
James Dunn Music.
No, don't listen
to that. You're not even on the first page.
The fuck?
No, you suck. Let's see what my name comes up.
Oh, Chad's going to be like, greatest high school swimmer of all time.
Chad Buttram. The Chad Foundation.
Chad Buttram. The Chad Foundation.
Beyond a mother's memories. Oh, man, I died too.
Oh, yeah. Come on now.
Oh, that guy is way more good looking, better looking than I am.
No, no, no. You know what you need to do? Type in your name and then hit Google Images and see what people come up
with. Oh, the images? Is that a total different? Yeah. That could be. Okay, images.
That's some hunky dudes?
Yeah, that's me and you.
What? The first one?
That's a picture of you, me in the studio. It was the top one. There are a lot of pictures of us on here.
Really?
Oh, wow, yeah.
Wait, did you just type in Chad Buttram?
That's all.
And then?
And
dude, the tag team titles.
Oh, holy yeah, you and Brandon shit. Had the tag team titles.
Holy
that's
shit.
Really funny.
That's blowing my mind.
James Dunn. Nothing.
You know what? That's a fucking good thing. That's
just
a fucking good thing.
Just a bunch of black and white pictures.
Good.
Not even on the first page.
I didn't know James Dunn. That's like a collective name. We're fucking hive-minded. It's not even an individual thing anymore.
Yeah, well, Buttram's a much less common name than Dunn.
Like, you type in Chad Buttram, it's just a bunch of, literally just a bunch of pictures of us.
Dude, I have an internet presence. My children are going to Google me. And then,
type in a friend of the show, Brandon.
Do you want me to literally type in friend of the show or just Brandon Gentry?
Well, hey, I think this is the first time we've said his last name. I think he's been like ambiguous.
Man,
this
my
whole
fucking
time.
R doesn't work.
So it's just Bandown.
Bandown Genty.
Bandown Genty.
Oh, give me another beer.
I can't. Wait.
Coach Gentry. Apparently he's coaching.
He's coaching what?
I don't know.
Indoor swimming.
Not a whole lot. There's a lot of boring stuff. ESPN. He's a coach somewhere. He's a running back. Oh no, he's a running back at Elon Phoenix.
Is that an online college? He runs.
How you play for a football team for an online college?
I don't know.
It's video games.
Blip 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 blip. Like Tecmo Bowl. Yeah. The whole time.
He's black, so. You know, it's completely off of Brandon because he's the whitest person ever. Oh, there he is, finally halfway down the page.
Yeah?
Yeah, on the pictures. Yeah. I'm better at the internet than you guys.
It's impressive. It's impressive.
What the fuck are we talking about?
I don't know.
Let's get back to it.
we went down that road. We just went down that road and kept going.
We went down a road. The Void, we saw that. We talked about it. Saw Yoga Hosers.
Man, I'm really fucking hungry.
I went to Riff Tracks Samurai Cop.
Yeah? How was that?
Oofy, it was really bad. It was very funny. Riff Tracks, yeah.
I could have told you that.
Yeah, Samurai Cop was really bad. There's like, I guess apparently, I don't know how many people actually went to the Riff Tracks. But anyway, there's apparently... After the movie was shot, the dude cut his hair because the guy's got like real long, like 80s chick hair. And after the movie was shot, he went and cut his hair. Well, the director came back and was like, dude, we got to do some reshoots on a couple of things. So there's several scenes in the movie the dude's wearing an awful wig. Like just god awful woman's wig. It's so bad. Oh, shit.
Sign me up. I must see this.
Anyway, let's move on to some news or something.
Okay.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Terror, horror, death. Film in 11.
Oh, hey, Chad's getting me another beer.
I said say something. You just sat there dumbfounded.
Well, I don't know. You gave me a look, and then you shrugged your shoulders.
I pointed at the microphone and said talk.
No, you didn't say talk.
Anyway, so we were talking about Get Out. We have not seen it yet.
Yeah, you want to see it.
I want to really bad. Everybody, I mean, people. I didn't at first, but then everybody started talking. I mean, I have not heard a single bad thing about it.
No. It got 100% on Rotten Tomatoes, didn't it?
Oh, I don't know about that, but I don't look at tomatoes. I hate Rotten Tomatoes. They're fucking, I mean, come on. Some of your favorite movies have the worst ratings on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's true.
But
I'm just saying, like, that's a big thing. Like, if you release the movie and I got 100%, you know, it'll be a big thing.
But what's crazy about this movie, Jordan Peele directed it.
Yeah.
Which is something I wouldn't even expect out of him. And it's getting Oscar buzz.
Really?
Yes.
Fucking sign me up.
I mean, I don't know if it'll be, like, best movie or whatever, but
they said it's just like an excellent Twilight Zone episode,
which is, you know, fine with me.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. It's hard to talk about it when we haven't seen it, but we do need to watch it.
Yeah. We do.
Yes.
We do.
finally,
you know what I miss?
You know, we finally get Yuengling in Indiana.
Yeah.
And now we can get it. I don't want it anymore.
You're such an elitist.
But you know what? I know people that live on the East Coast. Like, I used to work with a guy that lives in Boston. He's like, this is our shit beer, man. Like, it's just, like, popular because you can't get it.
Right.
And now that we got it, like, because nobody.
Well, the crazy thing is, you know, when I went to school in Pennsylvania, we had this place called the Frosty Mug, and it was the coolest fucking place ever because, A, it had Yuengling on draft, but they had the best fucking wings ever. And it was the shittiest place. It was literally somebody back there with, like, a little stove. And it was like, God, it was so fucking good. It was so good.
Sounds really good right now.
Yeah. More delicious.
Let's see. You liked 10 Cloverfield Lane, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was great. Apparently. I don't prepare as well as I used to for these things.
But it was like a very quick.
Apparently, there's another movie coming out that Abrams is producing called Overlord, which people believe that may be the third movie in that series.
Really?
Yeah. Well, here's the synopsis. On the eve of D-Day, a group of American paratroopers are dropped behind enemy lines to carry out a mission crucial to the invasion's success. But as they approach the target, they begin to realize there's more going on in this Nazi-occupied village than a simple military operation. They find themselves fighting against supernatural forces, part of a Nazi experiment.
Sign me up.
Dude.
Sign me up.
When you start getting into Nazi craziness, like supernatural, it's usually good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, Frankenstein's Army was fantastic.
Yeah. That or awesome. The Devil's Backbone. Or yeah. No.
What was that one?
The World War II one with the awesome effects.
Was it in the tunnels and shit?
Yes.
What was that called? Like Devil's Rock or something like that?
Yes. That's exactly what it was.
Yeah. Remember, because we...
But that was... Awesome. The movie was awesome.
Because we got a shout out on Twitter from the director.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He said that 40 Ounce of Horror talks about the movie and how bad the cover art on Netflix is. Because I think one of my points was, like, looking at the movie, it looks like a really shitty budget film. But then we watched it.
Yeah.
And it was fucking great.
Jesus.
Devil's Rock. I believe that's what it was called. But anyway. Yeah. So there's some word going around that might be the third. So obviously it would be set back in time. But, they call it the Cloververse. Which, you know, whatever.
It works.
I'm digging the Cloververse. I love Cloverfield.
Sign me up.
And
I'll do it.
10 Cloverfield Lane was awesome.
When is Tremors supposed to come out? Because didn't Kevin Bacon get signed up for? Oh, is that part of your news?
Okay. Rights issues are continuing to hold up the TNT's Tales from the Crypt revival.
Did you know that the Crypt Keeper's eyes are originally from the first Chucky doll in Child's Play?
No, I've never heard that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Where did you hear that?
It was on the internet.
Like, it's got to be true.
No, but seriously, it really is. Like, you look at the pictures, like, he really took the eyes from there and just put them over. Because it's like that weird piercing blue.
Well, I mean, wouldn't it just be generic eyes to begin with? Because it's not like Chucky had Chucky's eyes.
No, but Chucky had very specific blue eyes.
You know, my feeling is they're probably trying to get rights to the actual Crypt Creeper.
Yeah,
itself.
Crypt Creeper.
Crypt Creeper.
Crypt Creeper.
And you just can't have Tales from the Crypt without the original Crypt Keeper.
Man, I want them to bring it back so bad. Maybe it's just like the nostalgic part of me.
One, I love anthology series.
Same.
And
anything anthology, sign me up.
Right.
Because I love where you can just take a 30-minute story
right.
and just pack it in.
Well, and there's a lot of movies that were kind of shitty that would have been good as a 30-minute story.
Right.
First one comes off the top of my mind, and I always say, is The Others. I did not like The Others, but it would have been great as a short story.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. But, you know, it's all depending on the writing. So, I mean, you got to be able to write good stories, which it's not as hard to write a full story. You know, a lot of people have good ideas that are a couple minute, you know, 20-minute ideas,
right,
not a full
right.
fucking feature length. So, you know, I could come up with 2 minutes of a solid script for a movie. You know?
Look at him go. He's going to create the best 2 minutes you've ever seen.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we talked about Bates Motel, it being over. I thought it, I mean, you couldn't continue it on, so I'm glad that it ended.
Yeah.
But I thought that overall it was a very solid show.
Well, I can't wait to see the last 2 episodes.
But overall, I mean, speaking as a series, it was really good. I think a lot of people have issues with it being,
but you know what? It
modern.
It pisses me off now looking back, like the last Whorehound Cincinnati, they had that Bates Motel where you get the photo op.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, man.
Well, didn't like Freddie Highmore end up not showing up? I mean, he had to cancel or something like that.
No, I think he was there.
Was he?
Yeah. But I know he directed a bunch of those episodes also.
Freddie Highmore did?
Yeah.
Interesting. No, some people had issues with it being somewhat modern, you know, the smartphones and everything. But really, if you take basically phones out of it, it was still very retro. I mean, the cars they drove, the clothes they wore.
And I like that 2-year jump, too, that they had.
Yeah. Oh, between season 4 and 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was pretty happy with the ending. I enjoyed how it ended. I thought it was really good.
Yeah?
Yeah. And how they kind of adapted. You know, sometimes I have a problem with them changing the original, which, I mean, doing anything with Psycho, such an iconic film.
Right.
And story is tough. And, you know, if you just look at it as just a different take, you know, somebody's different take on it and expanding upon the story a bit, if you, like From Dusk Till Dawn, for instance.
Yeah.
Robert Rodriguez, you know, took a story that he did.
Yeah.
And kind of, he changes it quite a bit.
But he wanted to add on to, like, the mythology
more.
And
yeah,
everything.
Yeah, exactly. He wanted to, you know, get deeper into it. Right. So some things you have to, and that's what Bates Motel did. And I thought they did a really good job with it.
Yeah. Jed, this is something I want to address. And I feel like it's something we've slacked off on. And I think because we've done this, we've let other people gain a foothold.
Oh, yeah.
We have to get back to our drinking prowess in conventions. We have to become those people again. We have to get back to this. Because I feel like there's so many new people come out there and like, we are good. Maybe I got nostalgic because I got really fucking high and I read a review in Rumorg that said we are like the absolute party animals of like the podcast scene. And I was like, oh, that's just like fucking glory days. It's like,
oh, you
I got
mean that review in Rumorg about us?
Yeah.
Our podcast?
Yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's tough, man. We're getting a little bit older.
No, but when was the last time we did that, though?
Well, I mean, what? I mean,
no, recorded live at a
convention.
Oh,
recorded live at the show?
Yeah.
It's
been forever.
While,
forever.
It becomes very difficult.
But we rolled deep. We roll deep, son.
I mean,
we have a big crew.
The capabilities to, I mean, our studio is very portable.
Yeah.
I mean, and
you say that and you look at me, but it requires more than us two.
Well, you usually drive and you don't have room in your trunk.
Yeah.
No, I mean the setup is in a rig that has wheels. It's just a matter of finding the place and the time to set up. And
yeah.
We should. No, I absolutely agree. We need to do that again.
Yeah. I'm just saying sometimes, you know, you gotta flex it out a little bit, you know.
I thought you just wanted to, you felt like we weren't drinking enough.
Oh, no. I'm very proud of your drinking habits tonight, by the way.
Tonight?
Not being an enabler, but You've been doing well tonight.
Well, because I'm drinking good beer that I like.
You are?
That fucking Black Acre Scream Ale is fucking delicious.
Yes, it is.
It's fucking delicious.
Yes, it is.
I want some more of that. Are they going to take that off tap anytime soon?
I don't work there.
We're not allowed to be associated.
Yeah.
I don't know. All we do is talk it up. So.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't say you worked there. I just
asked, hey, man. Enjoy the beer. Enjoy the ride. Enjoy the ride.
Let's see. We got some tidbits about the Friday the 13th game coming out. Not the video. I don't want to play that video.
Did you see the character screens for the Friday the 13th game? Doesn't that
fucking look
you
awesome?
You have to get one. You one. Have to get a 360.
I have a 360. Yeah. You're talking about one?
Yeah, the one.
I don't, man.
Sorry, you got to upgrade to the one.
I just
shows don't. Where I am. Talking about my system, like I have a 360.
I mean, I might get the Nintendo Switch.
Holy shit. So I was reading about the Switch. I am so high on the Switch right now because I saw Mario Kart 8 has 40 fucking tracks and 40 fucking characters. And it's gotten like tens across the board. And I was like, what the fuck? Well, I love that.
The Switch appeals to me because I can... It's portable, yeah, so I don't have to go hide in a room somewhere away from my kids and family.
We can have
you know?
It here right now playing it.
So that's why.
Or then you just plug it into a TV but
with Xbox and shit, and it, I go away in a room and lock myself
in.
Did
you hear the rumor about the Switch?
No.
The rumor is that once they well, whatever. I'm drunk. I heard this a long time ago. When they upload the store, everybody that bought the Switch is going to get one NES and one Super Nintendo game a day.
Oh, yeah?
For being part of there. So you're eventually going to lock the entire catalog. But isn't that a cool incentive?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean,
but, that's awesome. So eventually you'll just get the entire catalog.
Yeah. If I mean, you could probably get them anyway. But yeah. If I live that long.
If, I don't know. Whoever don't know lives that long.
I'm trying to see if there's anything. We're talking about the video game. Ability to break fences that are on campgrounds.
Tom Savini did
Jason's
the
stalk ability.
Tom Savini did the new Jason, the one who's like he has thorns and shit like that. Looks fucking stupid. The black
There'll
one.
There'll be a stalk ability where
Jason will be able
to mute the music and he will enhance his hearing. So
So every Jason in the movie that you pick has different abilities.
Okay.
So like the part 7 Jason can walk really fast through water. So it's like every Jason you pick has, you know.
No, the game looks amazing. I'm just going to have to find somebody that has a PlayStation or
you know what? Xbox it's going to be like Left 4 Dead. We're all going to have to get everything for this game.
Man, that game was so great.
I know. We would spend hours.
I'd be up to like 4 in the morning playing that game. Like
hours. But that's the thing. We were so dedicated to it.
Then I'd
we were so dead.
Then we'd hear a witch and I'd scream and wake up my wife.
You know what the hardest thing is like when you're on that perfect run and everything's working out and then you get to the end and the thing goes to shit.
And it's, dun, 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 fucking tank.
Or you get pulled away. It's the worst.
Oh my God, it was the worst. I wish we could have recorded some of our games. Just the audio would be hilarious.
Or all of us jumping into a room and shutting the door, and all of our lights are on that one door, and everybody has Molotovs just waiting.
And I'd be like, hey, guys, I'm going to go check it out.
Don't do it, or you get pulled out of the room.
Fucking Brandon would always go after the witches. He'd just walk up behind him and slap him in the back of the head.
God, he would just, like, rifle hit him in the back of the head and go, hey, 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 hey.
Oh, what a good game. Saying Jessica Lange is probably coming back to American Horror Story.
Yeah. Have you watched any of that?
Probably because she realized she couldn't get any jobs anywhere else. What?
What was that new show that she has on FX? And it's her and...
Don't know what you're talking about.
I can't.
She has a show on FX.
Yeah. I can't think of what it's called.
What's it about?
Man, I'm totally where I need to be. No, I haven't watched it, but it's her and it was a rivalry that they had with two actresses. Whatever happened to Baby Jane?
Feud,
yes.
With
Feud.
She plays Joan Crawford.
Yeah.
Interesting. Why is that a show like that?
It looks awesome.
People don't even know who Jane Crawford is anymore. Joan Crawford.
Lots of people know who Jane and or Joan Crawford is.
My grandmother was named after Joan Crawford.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's Google Joan Crawford. See what
her name
up.
Was Joan Crawford.
Let's Google
last Joan. Name.
Wait, her name was Joan Crawford. Last name?
Oh, I wasn't going to say her last name.
Oh, okay.
Like anybody cares. Okay. Is it a good show? Have you watched it?
No, I told you no. I have not watched it. Oh, but I do know that she was. In
it's a
show.
Ryan Murphy project.
Yeah.
Surprise, surprise. Who else is in it? Jessica Lange. It's Susan Sarandon, eh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Everybody says it's awesome.
I like her.
I like her.
Anyway. All right.
What time is it? What time is Payback come on?
8 minutes, 7:15.
Okay.
You want to move along?
Yes. I'm hungry. I'm getting hangry.
Jeepers Creepers 3 may actually be a prequel of sorts.
How so?
Well, you weren't supposed to ask me that.
Oh, sorry.
I'm trying to find.
I'll wait.
I wasn't.
Oh, I'll wait.
It wasn't. I wasn't supposed to read that.
What are you supposed to do?
It was. You're it was, like. It was not highlighted.
You're not supposed to say that. You're not supposed to read that.
Gina Phillips is set to return as Trish. But they're saying it may be a cameo. It's unclear if this will help bridge the two films or hypothetically set up the fourth at the end.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't care. I was never that into Jeepers Creepers.
You know what? I really like the first one. I really like the first Jeepers Creepers.
It was really boring until like the last. Well, okay. If I recall correctly, it was very boring leading up for a while. Then it got kind of cool. Then the ending was just lame.
You don't recall that at all.
No, I understand this. People like, and as do I, just like abrupt endings, no explanation. But this went a little too far. There needed to be some type of explanation. It was just like it comes out every 23 years to feed. Okay? What the fuck is it? Like,
but when they had to explain it and they're coming out with a third movie, you're still like, so maybe they shouldn't.
Oh,
have
I'm going to watch it.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch it because it usually has pretty solid effects. But
yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for this new show on Sci-Fi, Blood Drive?
No.
Oh, you have not. You need to watch it. I don't know if it's a Grindhouse TV show.
Wait, on Netflix called Blood Drive?
Yeah, it's called Blood Drive.
I sounded so impossibly high just repeating that. I was like, man, wait. It's on Netflix.
It's on Sci-Fi.
Oh, Sci-Fi.
June 14th. Supposed to be a Grindhouse-inspired series. They released a trailer, so go watch it. In the tradition of classic Grindhouse movies, Blood Drive is a new series soaked in high-octane chaos and just barely approved for television. After Los Angeles' last good cop is forced to join a twisted cross-country death race, his only hope of survival is dangerous femme fatale who has the need for speed. Oh. And forget gasoline. These cars.
You're doing good up until then. No.
I fucked up the tagline. The whole punchline. Oh. And forget gasoline. These cars run on human blood. There's a scene in the trailer.
Oh.
There's a scene in the trailer where she opens up her hood and like chucks this dude into the engine, and the engine opens up with teeth and like eats the dude, and blood's like splattering everywhere.
That sounds awesome.
I'd play the trailer, but it's not very good for audio.
I believe you.
I don't know. Watching the trailer, I couldn't tell if it was kind of an anthology setting or if it was just kind of like a Monster of the Week type of deal.
Gotcha.
Like, I think she's like a cop and she gets the help from some crazy person, you know, the typical bullshit. But so, yeah, it might be a Monster of the Week type of deal. So, I don't know. We'll see you in June.
I'm down.
It's worth a watch. Go look at the trailer. The Belko Experiment.
This was in fucking theaters too.
Yeah, what the fuck? I haven't heard much about it, but
okay. This is what we're going to do in 2017, Chen. We're going to fucking make our presence known in the convention scene. And me and you are going to start watching more movies together. This is what Oh, how'd you hit your eye when you're wearing glasses? Why'd you take your glasses off?
I don't know, because beer got in my eye.
Oh. But anyway. You know what? It was funny because I did hear a...
No, the Belko experiment, I don't know how many people's watched it, but it just
Did
I saw the trailer.
It?
No, I just saw the trailer on TV one day, and I was like, ooh. This seems like a really fucking cool premise, but what the fuck? Where'd this come from? And if it's in a wide release, then can it be that good? But I haven't heard anybody. I don't know anybody that's seen it, and I haven't heard much about it. So, I mean, I'll watch it, but.
Chad, nowadays, me and you are an island to ourselves, my friend. Nobody tells us anything.
Well, apparently, it's a collaboration between James Gunn and Greg McLean, who did Wolf Creek.
Yeah. I loved Wolf Creek.
I never did see it, and apparently there's a series out. That's like six-episode series.
Yeah. Well, it's not like six, but it's like three. You're close. But
Wolf
Creek's fucking awesome.
What we're learning today is watch Wolf Creek.
Yes.
I do need to watch that. I have not. Isn't like supposed to be like the Australian Texas Chainsaw or something?
We're going to watch it. We'll discuss it.
All right. Lock and Key. Have you ever read that comic?
You know what? I read the first comic, but I never got into the series.
I've never read it, but I've always heard people talk about how, like, if you should read this comic, because, you know, I read comics here and there, and people will say Lock and Key, go watch it. I don't know anything about it. Apparently, the series TV show is finally happening on Hulu, and Joe Hill is doing it.
Ooh.
But I really don't know anything about the show, so should I go read the comics?
You should make your own life choices and decide what you want to read and what you want to watch.
Well, message us, tweet us if I should watch this.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Let's see. That's a Mummy trailer. I'm still not sure about this. The Mummy is supposed to be kicking off this new Universal Monster
universe. I'm not buying
Tom
it.
Cruise
I'm not buying
it.
It.
Neither am I.
I'm not buying it.
I'll watch it, but I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
I'll buy that for a dollar. What's that for?
Shit.
SNL or something? No, UHF?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh. X-Files. Renewed for season 11. I'm stoked about this. I know a lot of people thought the 10th season was dog shit, but I'm a fucking sucker for X-Files.
You know what? Sign me up. Anything X-Files related.
Dude, I didn't love season 10, but I thought it was solid. I think I mostly was just excited about having it back.
Yeah.
But, fuck yeah, dude.
Whatever. I have nothing to complain about.
No, absolutely not.
Didn't you have that Thriller thing with Vincent Price?
I'm getting to it, goddammit.
Oh.
Speaking of shows coming back, Twin Peaks. Twin Peaks has been releasing teasers. So
here's the thing: I feel like this summer there's gonna be a lot of shit to watch.
Dude, May 21st. It's in less than a month. Twin Peaks is back. Can you fucking believe Twin Peaks is back?
No,
it's insane. And the fucking amount
David Lynch is a genius.
Well, basically any fucking person that asks him for a cameo in the show, he put him in. So there's like fucking thousands of actors in this show. He put us in if we asked him.
Can we have a Lost Highway episode where we just talk about Lost Highway the entire time?
Dude, I haven't seen that movie in so long.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's been a long time since I've seen that movie. Speaking of Friday the 13th, where I discussed it, May 26th is the release date.
So yeah.
At the end of the
month. What the funny thing is we went into, meaning my brother and I, went into GameStop because we wanted to reserve. Because you know how they came out last Christmas? They came out with the small NES. It was like the retro NES where it's like this big and it comes with 30 games. But Nintendo only does one run of those and they're done. So this year they're going to come out with a Super NES version that's going to have like 30 games. So I was like, hey, can you pre-order this? And I want to get the Friday the 13th game that comes out the 26th. And the guy was like, I don't know what you're talking about. The guy was a fucking manager of the GameStop. And I was like, No, it comes out the 26th. This is the date it comes out. And he goes, well, sir, in the system, it doesn't. I was like, fine. I will not give you money at all. Like, how do people not know about this?
I don't know.
It's going to be the biggest fucking game ever. Seriously. Friday the 13th is going to become Left 4 Dead all over again.
So where'd you go?
To the GameStop.
Oh, so and it wasn't in their system at all?
No. That's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe they don't.
Because we've heard about this game forever.
Right, right.
Forever.
Well, I mean, it's officially got a release date, so go try it again.
What the? Well, you get Xbox One. Xbox One.
Fucking look at me. Look at me. Blumhouse is remaking Stephen King's Firestarter.
So I guess the question is who would you pick in Drew Barrymore's place?
At that age? How old was she in that show, in that movie?
I don't know. Fucking,
she's pretty really young.
Young. Like 13? I mean,
probably going to have to find somebody 13, new.
13, 8?
No, she wasn't. No, she was really young in that movie. They'll probably just have to find somebody new.
Just look it up. We have the internet in our hands. Look Jesus it up. Christ. How old was she in Firestarter?
Do you want me to just ask Google that straight up rather than how old was Drew?
Well, if there's some way you could wake, if you could like, anymore. You know, work it into your new microphone stand, then yeah, you should.
Damn, fucking R does not work. It's got something stuck under the key or something. Probably like fucking
like what?
Arby's sauce.
He's got Arby's sauce.
I don't know. I don't need it. Arby's.
Did a whole commercial where it's we need a hero.
She it's hilarious. No, she was 7 in ET.
Firestarter, she had to be like 10.
Was born 75 and Firestarter was in 84, so she was 9. She could have been 10 depending on the time of the year. So she was 10 years old. I can't think of any 10-year-old actors. Actresses.
Well then
probably be someone new.
Shit. It's all up for grabs. You be fucking anybody.
So we'll see about that. Masters of the Universe reboot gets 20,000
with Dolph Lundgren
2019 release.
How awesome would that be? It's a reboot with Dolph Lundgren.
Oh, okay.
It said, that'd be so good.
I saw director Mick G, but he's no longer a part of it. So that's good.
It's just a reboot of the entire cast.
I don't know who.
That'd be so good.
I don't know who's going to play He-Man. The Rock?
No. Man, he's becoming legit.
He's like, he's been legit for a long time.
But he's like, you know, he's getting up there.
The Doof Warrior will be back in Mad Max The Wasteland.
Give me any and or all Mad Max movies. Sign me the fuck up.
It's not going to be for a while.
I still stand behind that Fury Road is the greatest action movie ever made.
There's people that will back up that claim.
It's crazy. The simple fact is they drove cars that fast and there were actual stunt people on there doing that shit. With the polecats going back and forth with the chainsaws.
Oh, it's a fucking,
everybody, it's fucking insane.
Awesome, amazing movie.
It's ridiculous.
But
I always went to Die Hard.
Right. I don't think I can say it's the greatest action film. But the problem with that is Die Hard and movies like that, because there hasn't been an action movie that good since back then.
But would you say just based on like physicality of it?
Well, no, you're right. It is one of the greatest action films of all time, but it's hard because the nostalgia factor adds so much. You know what I mean? The nostalgia factor just multiplies.
I would never know because you and Jake went and fucking saw it in the theaters without me.
You've seen Die Hard.
I've never saw it in theaters. I have never seen Die Hard in theaters, let alone the entire series of Die Hard movies.
What
in
the fuck
theaters.
Were you? Oh, you weren't even in the state.
I don't care. You should have waited. You should have waited.
Waited? They weren't doing it again.
You should have waited. To see that in theaters would have been fucking awesome.
It was awesome.
I don't know. Seeing something in theaters is like, you know, it's a very special package. It's how it should be viewed. You know what I mean?
Anyway, yeah. David Bowie's Labyrinth soundtrack is getting a remaster and reissued on vinyl.
Really?
Yeah, that's a fucking great soundtrack. I fucking loved it.
Yeah.
I listen to that shit all the time.
Well,
think it's a joke to listen to Magic Dance, but I listen to that shit and like jam to it.
Who fucking thinks it's a joke? Who thinks it's a joke?
I don't know. May 12th, so about 2 weeks.
Dude, we got a wrestling pay-per-view here.
I know, we got a half an hour, man. I'm trying to wrap up, but you talk about things.
Like food and life.
Are we
still getting that KFC?
I thought you... I don't know.
I think we're getting that KFC.
Trimmer 6. What do you want to know about it?
What do I want to know about it?
You asked me about Trimmer 6 earlier.
Well, no, that's going to be a series on Netflix, right? It's going to have Kevin Bacon in it, right?
I thought it was going to be another movie.
I thought it was a series. Well,
No. Let's see. We've been waiting details on the release plan for director Don Michael Paul's Trimmer 6, and we're happy to report, this is Bloody Disgusting, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
We're happy to report today that we now know when to expect Return of those lovable Graboids. Michael Gross himself broke the news on Facebook that it will be releasing January 30th, 2018, and it says the film, so it's a movie. And it's going direct to home video.
Huh.
Bert and his son Travis find themselves up to their ears in graboids and ass blasters when they head to Canada to investigate a series of deadly giant worm attacks. Arriving at a remote research facility in the Arctic tundra, Bert begins to suspect that graboids are secretly being weaponized. But before he can prove his theory, he is sidelined by
I want to make a graboid mask with like little mechanical like things on his head. To make him go wherever.
But before he can prove his theory, he is sidelined by graboid venom. With just 48 hours to live, the only hope is to create an antidote from fresh venom. But to do that, someone will have to figure out how to milk a graboid.
Well, I'm out.
So this has got to be a completely different project from the series that Kevin Bacon was supposed to be involved with.
Right. It has to be.
Because I do not see Kevin Bacon's movie.
You think he's going to milk a graboid? You think he's going to milk a graboid?
Wait, hold on. His son is... Okay. Did you ever see Tremors 5?
No. I saw 4.
5 only had Michael Gross in it. But Jamie Kennedy was in it. Apparently, Jamie Kennedy's his son? I don't remember. So, yeah, this is...
Wait, Jamie Kennedy is Kevin Bacon's son?
No, not Kevin Bacon's. Michael Gross.
Oh, well, sucks for him, too.
So, yeah, it's got Jamie Kennedy in it.
We'll move on.
Moving on. Rampage.
Jeremy Kennedy is like a really mid period. He's got to move on. I mean, in a sentence.
Rampage movie? The three giant monsters? Monsters are becoming all the rage.
Dude, I love monster movies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too. The Rock's in it.
He's an A-list star now, right? You said he's moving on up?
He was he's the highest paid actor in Hollywood.
Right now, currently?
Yes. Well, when that article came out a few months back. But, yeah.
Well, fuck.
So he's moved on up and beyond.
Holy shit.
Yeah, highest paid actor in Hollywood. Anyway, we got some details on the plot.
Yeah.
Another synopsis, if you will.
For Baywatch?
No. That movie looks... I don't know.
You just said he's the highest listed... Or highest paid actor.
In Hollywood.
Yeah. You don't watch his movies?
Yes, I watch his movies.
Did you watch Fast and Furious?
No.
You didn't watch his movies?
Mm-mm.
What about Baywatch?
Well, that's not out yet.
Would you watch Baywatch with
me? I might eventually. I'm probably not going to pay for it.
Go on.
I never saw the natural disaster one. You know what? I haven't seen many of Rock's movies.
You know what? We have seen fucking Faster, and that's all we need to see.
Faster was fucking fantastic.
That was the fucking badass fucking revenge flick I've ever seen.
Yeah, it was really, really good. Anyway, more about... Because
then he had that, like the Taurus, like 50 caliber, like revolver. Like
I know Jennifer Carpenter was in it. She's awesome.
The Rock's a massive guy, but he had this massive revolver. It was ridiculous.
Anyway. Rampage.
What about Rampage?
The video game, remember where you just
fucking,
he's in the movie. But we finally got a plot for the movie because I didn't know what the fuck they were going to do. So here we go. The first privately owned space station is destroyed by a mysterious experiment done on board. Three canisters crash land on Earth. One lands in the gorilla enclosure at the San Diego Zoo. The other lands in the plains of Wyoming.
Harambe.
The last one in the Florida Everglades. The Griffin Technologies Group, headed by two siblings, Maylene Ackerman and Jake Lacey, tries to destroy any evidence of wrongdoing before...
Gary Busey.
That's not Jake Busey, Jake Lacey.
Gary Busey.
Before the government...
Bugacy.
It's too late because the canisters have infected a gorilla named George, a wolf in Wyoming, and an alligator. They start evolving and growing exponentially. To cover their tracks, the griffin idiots decided to unleash a beacon that will make all three large animals head toward one destination, their head office located in Willis Tower in Chicago. The Rock plays an ex-marine who's now a primatologist that raised George at the San Diego Zoo. He taught the apes sign language, and they share a special bond.
Primatologist?
Primates? Primate? He studies primates? I guess that's what that means.
Hey, shut the fuck up. That's an ape. That's an ape.
All right. So anyway, finally to what you were discussing earlier. We got some very special audio that came up through Bloody Disgusting the other day. This is
Yes. Was this what I was talking about earlier?
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Anyway, Vincent Price in Thriller recorded this voiceover or whatnot. This is behind the scenes footage of that recording session.
Yes.
So here we go. I'll play it now. Right now. Now.
Okay, dead rolling. Anytime you want.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
This is Vincent Price.
So good.
Michael Jackson is...
the Thriller.
He's laughing too.
Can we both say it?
Say it together. I say inviting you to? All right. Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime, test roll.
Hi, this is Michael Jackson.
And this is Vincent Price inviting you to...
The Thriller.
Voices don't really go well.
Darkness falls across the land. The midnight hour is close at hand. Creatures crawl in search of blood to terrorize y'all's neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell. Awesome.
It's haunting. That's what it is. It's haunting.
The demons squeal in sheer delight. It's you they spy, so plump, so right. For though the groove is hard to beat, yet still you stand with frozen feet. You try to run, you try to scream, but no more sun you'll ever see. For evil reaches from the crypt to crush you in its icy grip. The foulest stench is in the air, the funk of 40,000 years, and grisly ghouls from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver. For no mere mortal can resist the evil of the Thriller. Can you dig it?
I don't remember. Did he say that in the video?
No. Can you dig it? Can you
okay, I'm
going
to have to isolate that clip. Can you dig it?
It's great fun.
Great banger. Cut.
He's like, yeah, you did a good job.
All right.
Okay, tape rolling. Anytime you want.
Oh, that's restarted. That was fucking awesome. Yeah. I guess that's been around for a while now, but I had not heard it.
Yeah. Fucking. Vincent Price is an amazing man.
Was.
I love him.
Oh, that was really cool. Yeah, I'm going to have to isolate some of that video. I'm going to keep it as clips.
All right.
Dig it.
Can you dig it?
All right. I got one more piece of news that just came up, I guess 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Roseanne is coming back.
The TV show big news.
Roseanne. And we may be getting
with the original cast?
Well, here's the reason.
With the original cast?
Yes. The Halloween episodes.
What?
Fucking... insane. Remember, all their Halloween episodes were awesome. So if they come back, we may be getting a new Halloween episode.
I think we asked them if they started at Halloween.
Huh?
That's how they come back because of their Halloween.
But how are they going to do that?
On Halloween?
I mean, well, with the finale of the show.
Yeah.
And she revealed all the shit, you know.
I don't know.
That John, or John Goodman, Dan was dead and all this bullshit. How are they going to redo it?
I don't know.
That's fucked up, man.
That's really fucked up. But that's an awesome rumor.
I don't know why I saved that for last. But I mean, that show was fucking funny. If you go back and watch Roseanne, the show was fucking hilarious.
The show's really good. And it has some awesome actors in there also.
Well, they went on to be, yeah. Let's see. I'm looking at the box office right now. Not a whole lot going on in the horror verse. Fate of the Furious is number one, of course. And Boss Baby, Beauty and the Beast. Yeah. We got, we're not representing the top 10 this week, so.
Yeah.
I've never watched any of the Fast and Furious movies.
Neither have I.
You're a liar. You're a fucking liar because you've given me shit for not watching some of them.
Actually, you know what? I have watched the majority of them except for the last two.
See.
But it's a
side I don't want to sit through the first like three to get to the recent ones.
Yeah.
So.
You got to. You got the time. You got the 3 hours.
I have the ability.
You have the time and the ability. But we don't want to spend that much money.
All right. For a while now, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
People are about to come over for the pay-per-view.
Oh, who's coming over?
Corey's about to come over. Luke's about to come over.
Oh, yeah, Corey and Luke?
Well, that right now.
Okay. That's good. I guess, how do we close the show? Any last words?
We're gonna drink a lot more this year. make it more
it's
of a...
It's fucking April. May, pretty much.
Yeah, but this is when it starts. Well, normally isn't after May. Brand Rue kicks off everything.
Well, May kind of ends everything for me. April, Brand Rue kind of fucking kills me.
It's the bad high dive.
May kind of ruins the world. All right, so we're going to try to do... maybe we'll set up at Brand Rue. Maybe we'll do Memorial Day weekend again. Because that's our anniversary.
I think it's a good
idea. Because we used to do the anniversary shows and the Power Hour and everything.
We should do that.
We'll try.
We don't have Jake running everything.
But you know what? You got to work.
Maybe. Maybe not. Maybe.
All right. This is 40 Ounce Horror. You can reach us at contact at 40 Ounce of Horror. My Twitter and Instagram is at the Chad Buttram, Butrum. James Dunn is at Creepshow Studios.
Yes.
On
Instagram.
But James Dunn FX on Twitter, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you need to change the creep shows.
There's a lot of changes coming.
Yeah, so pay attention. Check out the website. We got Facebook. And go to iTunes and give us a review. Go to things.
Yes.
You know, just type in 40 ounces or whatever. Send us your booze and got bads. We haven't had one of those in a long while.
Yeah. You know, maybe you're just not a drinking going wrong. You should be.
What?
So maybe they should just live their life how they should be. Maybe we shouldn't make bad choices.
We want to hear about your bad choices, though. Send us your bad choices. A night of drinking. You know, you went out, we're going to have a good time, and things just took a turn.
Everybody has that.
Send that. Contact at 40OuncesHorror.com. All right, we're going to go on and get out of here. We got some wrestling to watch tonight.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll be back sooner than later, at least Memorial Day.
But we have a lot of shit coming up. The summer is, like, kicking off, so, yeah.
All right. I guess until next time.
Drink up!
Ha 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 ha!